We Talk Podcast presents...
What it do? Welcome to Stick Boys WrestleMania Pod Spectacular with your host Joshua William Arbuthnot and the one, the only, the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joe Jackson.
So if I did a suicide dive and they still chant, I still suck, does that mean I'm still a babyface?
I don't know. Maybe. But probably not. Joel, we hit Roblox. We got into ditches, but it doesn't matter because we... took that car, changed the tires, and we're back down on the road to Dallas-Fort Worth to WrestleMania.
Well, we've got, what, a couple days to get there, settle in, and strap in for what's going to be a very, 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 very crazy and busy week.
Yeah, it's, so, here's a quick rundown of what you can expect from us with Stick Boy, with Fresh Take, with We Talk Podcast in general. The boys that We Talk Wrestling, they'll have you covered. So make sure, really, I think the smartest way, if you want all your wrestling news, is to follow every outlet that we have. We Talk Podcast, We Talk Wrestling, Stick Boy, Fresh Take, everything. Because we're going to have you covered for WrestleMania week this week. As for us here, with Stick Boy and Fresh Take, most of the stuff will be going through Stick Boy. And Joel, what can they expect?
Well, I hope there's no crying. That's what I hope people don't get. But I think what to expect from this podcast, from this WrestleMania week, is I think it's just two wrestling fans that are very excited and always enjoy this time. And we'll laugh, we'll cry, a couple Vince McMahon impressions, and we'll enjoy it. We'll give you our thoughts, our predictions, where everything's going to go, and just kind of get everyone set and ready to go. This is going to be a fun ride. So this is our second WrestleMania podcasting. So
it is. So as far as shows go this week, we will have a pod on Friday night, late Friday night. We will have a rundown of NXT. On Saturday, probably won't have anything unless anything special happens at the Hall of Fame. I will be covering the Final Four for Booker's over at Fresh Take. So that night, Joel, probably more basketball than wrestling from us in their combined sites.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I'm gonna put my feet up and recover a little bit. Maybe watch some wrestling from ROH. Mm-hmm. Maybe check out some Evolve, or maybe just
yes.
Nap.
So for those, we will be watching ROH and Evolve, and possibly before the start of WrestleMania, watching those two properties together. Maybe doing a mini pod beforehand. Maybe not. Can't promise anything. And then for sure Sunday night, the WrestleMania post pod will happen, where we think everything's going, and then on Monday night, I think we're going to jump ahead a little bit, Joel, and do a pod after Monday night as well.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen major Tuesday. I mean, there'll be NXT taping, so there might be something that pops up there, but I'm feeling pretty good we can do a podcast after what's going to be a crazy Monday night.
And if anything happens, we'll have a separate news podcast later in the week. There's a lot of big stuff going on with UFC. UFC 200 stuff announced. If you want to hear our thoughts about the UFC 200 matches, we're going to put that all the way at the back of the bus because it's wrestling season right now, folks. It's the biggest week in wrestling.
Yeah, I do want to make a note. I think we'll probably take a small mini like week off after WrestleMania to recuperate, get our voices back, maybe talk to Vince McMahon a little bit, and then we'll be back.
It's a busy week for both of us because... So this is what's going on with Fresh Jake and Stick Boy before we start getting the wrestling. We have everything wrestling. We have the NCAA and Final Four stuff over at Fresh Take. We have MLB preview podcast coming up starting the Fresh Take. And we have NHL previews coming up. Joel Johnson may join us on one of those.
Yay.
So you can get us to that. We'll have summer movie props coming up. April is going to be an NFL playoffs. NBA, sorry, not NFL. NBA preview as well. So April is going to be a very, 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 very busy month. Not to mention, we still have to do the Dawn of Justice preview pod. Devin Steele and I will be doing tomorrow, maybe joined by Joel Johnson.
Maybe. Depends.
Maybe. But that's all coming out. But let's talk about the here and now, Joel. it's WrestleMania season. We had the last Raw on Monday, and it's supposed to be the go home, but it made me want to stay in.
Well, here's what I think. I think the start of the show, and I think this is the best place to start, was that was fire. That was perfect. That's what it exactly needed. I was perfectly sold on Shane and The Undertaker.
Except for the punches.
And Shane McMahon almost killing himself.
Except for those punches. Those punches were bad.
Yeah, those punches weren't... But the promo, everything was kept simple. The blood coming from The Undertaker's eye. Just the little things that were just like, oh, I'm excited to see these two. And then the show kind of did this little bit of a drop a little bit.
Shane had a promo out of the park, though. I think Undertaker did, too. We never really got a major reason why these two were fighting. I think we've all kind of gotten over that. We haven't heard any more about the lockbox. But at the end of the day, we just know these two are going to destroy each other. I think this should be the main event. We know it's not going to be the main event now.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate for Hunter because, once again, much like he had to with Undertaker and Shawn and Hogan and Rock, Hunter's going to be put in a position having to take over for what's going to be the hottest match of the night.
Yeah. It's not good to be Hunter Hearst Helmsley some days.
And it's even worse for Hunter because at least in those matches, you know, the stuff with Jericho wasn't great, but you still get the wrestle Chris Jericho. And the build-up with Randy Orton had the whole home invasion and the kissing of Stephanie McMahon. It wasn't great, but you could kind of buy into some of the build-up, a little bit of it. The stuff with Roman Reigns, they tried really hard on Monday to make you care about this match.
It's like that. It's like Dixie Carter holding on to Hulk Hogan's leg. Please, please, just please. And wrestling fans are like, no, go away.
We'll get to that. But back to Shane and Undertaker. I thought Taker did a really good job in that promo as well. Like Taker, never been fully known as terrific on the microphone, but he does enough to sell you in the match. And they both of us were really excited. Some people were mad about Shane doing that spot, but he's not going to do a spot like that in Hell in a Cell. So I thought it was just to get you hyped up.
Yeah, and you don't think that we're going to see something that rivals Mick Foley and The Undertaker?
No.
Sadly, we're going to see something that rivals it.
So the stuttering here. The main thing for this, as we're going to go on and preview the card as well, is there's a lot of legends that have been promoted for the show in a way, but not on Raw. And those legends are Mick Foley, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Rock, and Kevin Von Erich, apparently.
Oh, get him on air.
So, I don't know how much Kevin Von Erich is, but those other four. So we got to try to fit these four into some matches, Joel.
Well,
this one is Mick Foley, you think?
Yeah.
Or is it John Cena?
I think we hear the horns. I think that's where we're going.
So, we're thinking... I I don't want to talk too much about the preview. That will save the stuff for preview stuff, hey?
Yeah. I think this is going to end up being... Like, I don't know what legend fits in this little spot, so... It's going to be tricky to set up and figure out where you're going. Like, I guess maybe Vincent Kennedy McMahon has money and wants to pay a legend to come out, or Stone Cold comes out and just stuns Vince McMahon.
Well, you know what? The way we're going about this, I think we're going to save... Do you want to save a separate part of this for predictions, or do you want to talk about the stuff from Raw and then put the prediction on top of it?
Yeah, we can put the prediction on top.
Sir.
Two birds, one stone.
So some of these matches aren't going to be where they're prominently supposed to be. Well, let's start at the very bottom, then we'll build ourselves back up, okay?
Yeah.
So let's start at the very bottom, the Divas take, which is somewhat newsworthy from Raw.
Yeah, well, I think Vince McMahon's... Well, apparently Vince McMahon's not even the biggest troll in WWE.
Apparently not.
But apparently it's Hunter Hearst Helmsley. But anyways, Eva Marie has returned to the main roster, and her and Lana will step in the ring together and face each other. How excited are you for that match?
Well, there's two things on this. I feel bad for Nia Jax, because the one good thing about Nia Jax was Eva Marie.
Yeah.
She was at least getting heat from Eva Marie. And that's the one thing I'll say about Eva. She's very good at getting heat. Give her that.
And she got a lot of it. Like, the minute her name popped, because the crowd didn't know who it was, and the minute her name popped up on the TitanTron, it's just like when AJ Styles' name popped up and the crowd went crazy. It was the exact opposite.
I feel that there was no other choices. I like Mandy quite a bit. I think she's got a really good personality, and from what I saw in the finals of Tough Enough, she had some ability in the ring. But she, number one, I don't think she's ready for a WrestleMania match, and if she got a WrestleMania match, there would have been a riot.
Oh, yeah. Divas would have thrown things, hair would have been pulled. I'm very interested to see how this goes with Eva Marie and Lana, but I think there's a bigger story.
I think Eva's better than her. I think Eva's had the training from Brian Kendrick, and she's been working down the NXT. I have seen improvement from Eva Marie. I'm not going to be this typical wrestling fan that's going to go over and crap all over what Eva's done. Yeah. I think she's grown immensely from what we've seen. She still has a lot to learn. I don't think she's ready for the main event. I don't think she's ready for the main roster. But I think she's growing quite a bit.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, it is what it is. She fits on the team right. I think she does turn heel on the team and helps Bad and Blonde pick up the W with Lana getting her first victory. Mm-hmm. This is Brie Bella's last wrestling match.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's a end of an era for Brie Mode.
Yeah.
Dear.
I don't have to hear that anymore?
Well, maybe. When she goes to the Hall of Fame.
Darn it, I thought I got away.
But they're probably going together, I would assume, right?
Yeah, the Bella Twins will go in together.
So you'll get, you can look, but you can't touch.
Thank God. You know, I think there's some decent competitors on this match. I think Summer Rae's okay. I think Emma's good in the ring. I think Naomi's fine.
Yep.
And I mean, you've got Paige Tamina's and good. Natalya.
There's only really, like, two really bad performers in this.
And they're going to take center stage.
Yep. I can't wait for that. They're going to put them in together, right?
Oh, yeah. And I wonder what chant the crowd comes up with.
This is beyond You Can't Wrestle. Like, yeah, we know. They can't wrestle. There's got to be something better than they can chant that You Can't Wrestle.
I just hope it's nothing derogatory.
Well, the thing is, too, is I'm not, like, a lot of people are offended by this match. It's not even on the main card. It's in the preview show.
So it's just kind of off to the side. You don't show up for the match, then. It's really that wander around Texas, the stadium, admire the big Jumbotron, wander around, do something else. Don't be too offended by this match. But, Josh, who you got?
So it's hard, because I do feel like Eva will turn.
Yeah.
But I'm a sap, and I'm going to go with my heart. And I feel like, and this could change, because we have the Stick Boy Memorial Championship on the line. We gotta get a better name for that.
Yeah.
We should name it. You know, we should name it after a wrestler.
The Gobbledygooker Championship.
The Daniel Bryan Memorial Championship. Mm-hmm. The Brie Mode Memorial Championship.
Brie Mode Memorial Championship. Done.
I am gonna go with my heart and say Brie gets the pin. I don't think that'll happen. I'll probably change it by the time we get it, but my heart says Brie, but my mind says Eva or Lana get the pin for the respective teams.
I'm going to go Bad and Blonde, which is a decent name. I'll give them
Who gets the pin?
I'm going to go with Lana. Lana gets the pin on Brie Bella.
My head says Lana. My heart says Brie.
Yeah. All right. We've closed out on 10 Diva Tag Team match.
Let's go to the next tag match. Usos and Dudleys.
It's not a tables match, but I think...
Oh, yeah.
What have you thought of the build between these two teams?
I've actually kind of liked it.
I think the Dudleys are good heels, especially.
It's very old. It's a very old-school build in some ways.
I do think the Usos get crapped on. I think they're just by proxy getting booed because of who they're related to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think this is a perfect match. This is a perfect pre-show match. It really is the perfect pre-show match. You tease the table spot over and over, and it's a nice little payoff to get it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that's what it happens. I don't know where either of these teams go moving forward, but I think this is good for the Usos to beat the Dudleys. It's kind of that passing of the torch kind of moment in a way, I guess, in a little bit.
I would agree.
So I think
I have the Usos winning this.
Yeah, so do I. It just makes the most sense, but maybe they pull off a little bit of a swerve and they have Spike Dudley come out and attack the Usos.
Maybe. I'm interested in this match, but it's not one I'm like stopping for. This is a match, you know, out of ones that got pulled, there's two matches on the undercard that I would prefer over the Andre Battle Royal.
Yeah.
And if this was on WrestleMania, I would have been happy just so the Dudleys could be back at a WrestleMania on the main card.
Yeah, it would have been nice. It's definitely from where we predicted them being in a TLC match. It's definitely not there, but, you know, it is what it is. And I think both these teams are going to work very hard, and they're going to put their best foot forward. Is it something that I will remember in a year's time? No, probably not.
Yes, because I have an extra prediction on top of it.
What's the extra prediction?
The breakup of the Dudleys.
Oh, Bubba hitting Devon.
Yeah, and I think this is where Bubba starts.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I think he's a henchman with Hunter. You saw a little bit of a tease with them the other day. I think maybe Bubba's going to start going somewhere, especially if we think what's going to happen with the Shane match. We'll get to that with the split. I think they're going to split the two of them. And I do think, depending what you think happens with Titus, like I said, there was that tease with Devon and Titus, kind of with that Seahawk stuff.
Yeah.
I could see them pairing Devon with Titus.
Yeah, that would work. The next pre-show match, this is what it's listed, so it could change. The card is subject to change. So the next match is for the U.S. title. Kalisto defends his title against Ryback.
The Twitter blocker.
Yep. He's very good at blocking.
You know, the build,
again, he
wants
to impress Brock Lesnar really bad.
Does he?
Yep.
Interesting. I think you and I would agree this has been a very simple build. It's just David versus Goliath. Not the David Goliath we wanted from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
With Brian and Brock. However, I think this is pretty evident that Kalisto wins this match, and then Ryback just kind of goes on a rampage or something.
Feed me more. You know, this has, and it's always good when things are simple. I like the simple. I think that Kalisto gets a nice run, but this goes from someone coming out with a tank to defend the U.S. title to now being on the pre-show. So I think that's something that's...
Who came out with a tank?
Rusev.
Ryback.
I'm talking about Ryback, last year defending the U.S. title.
Oh, right. Okay, my bad. Yes, I agree. That it was, well, Cena's involved in that, right?
So the U.S. title has gently fallen from the main card, and now
I think you keep the title on Kalisto for a while and build it up. Yeah. And I think there's an inevitable turn with Sin Cara and a few Sin Cara Kalisto matches.
Yeah. And I think Kalisto is a very good, talented performer. I thought that in NXT, and I think I think this will be a match that will surprise people.
Also, you know, I think they've done an okay job of trying to build him as a new Rey.
Yeah,
he's got a long way to go. But remember those early times in WCW, Rey had some great matches and some great standouts, but even in WCW, Ray was never really the main event guy.
Yeah.
It was until he got to WWE. It took years. I don't think I can ever see Kalisto as being a world champion, but he's so low right now, he can only go up.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a nice job of building that new Mexican star, which they desperately want, even though they have Del Rio on the roster.
Well, we'll get to Del Rio next.
Mm-hmm. So I think both of us, it's a sweep still. Lana, yeah. Dudley's, Kalisto. So far we're tied.
Yeah. The next match, I think, will not break the tie at all. Well, it might, because this match is kind of all over the place. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Cesaro and Big Show have won the last 2 years. Who comes out on top?
So there's 17 guys in this, I counted.
Ooh.
Maybe you want to redouble check that if you can.
I've got announced participants being Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, and R-Truth.
So how many guys is that?
I just kind of listed them off.
Count. 17, right?
Yeah. Yep.
17. So there's three spots extra. So, Could we have an NXT guy again?
Yeah, we could have an NXT guy.
And then we got a legend possibly in there as well. So before we go to there, I'm going to say what my prediction was. I wouldn't hate Stone Cold coming in stunning everybody.
No, neither would I.
Because is anyone in here really important?
Not really.
The only person I say that maybe has any kind of future is maybe Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
But when you leave Raw early, not you kind of have the same thing happen to Jack Swagger. You sleep in the backstage. You know, stupid decisions. A lot of people ask, what happened to these people? The only person that, out of all these is like, when people say, like, oh, why did they get their push role? They're so good. Jack Swagger, he fell asleep backstage. I can see why they're mad at him. Tyler Breeze left early. I have no, that's just bad. Sandow, it's just, he just wasn't what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't see any of those guys winning, though.
No. I don't either. And it makes it hard to pick.
So, one thing I had heard in this is there is, quote-unquote, big plans for Darren Young post-Mania.
Darren Young goes over?
I can't see that, though.
I can't either, but I can't see. Can you see Heath Slater winning it?
Maybe.
Maybe this is a big rub for the Social Outcasts.
Yeah, like, who out of the Social Outcasts would win? I can only think of two guys. Or you maybe give it to Bo?
Yeah, you believe?
I would say it's probably one of the Social Outcasts. Or it's going to be someone we couldn't expect, like a Darren Young. Or it's going to be one of those three slots. I don't think it's Big Show. I don't think it's Kane. I don't think it's Mark.
No, I'm going to go with Darren Young.
Yeah? Were you going to go with him beforehand, or...?
You just kind of look at this, and you look at everything. I don't think they give a rub to the Social Outcast, just based on everything that's happened and the booking-wise for them. So there's no history that would make me go, there could be a good bet. Darren Young's the guy that, you know...
There's a lot they can do with him, man. There's, you know, like, we don't want to get into things about Darren Young and his personal life, but there's a ball they can play with there.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's something that they can...
Are you not shocked they've never touted this as our openly gay athlete? That no other professional league really has that right now? Like, the NBA hates Jason Collins, but he's not there. They have an openly gay athlete. And, you know, SportsCenter and everyone goes bonkers. They've never been like, here's our guy. And I think it's good, but I'm just knowing the WWE, are you not shocked by that?
I'm surprised Vince hasn't tried to cash in on this yet.
So shocked.
I think this is...
Maybe he's just a good man that doesn't want to benefit off of that. But yeah, I think you're right. It could be a Kickstarter of it.
So, Darren Young and the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale would be a good thing for some of these younger guys to get a little bit of a rub. It's not going to be like winning a big deal, but it's definitely something that can be used as like King of the Ring back in the day, or win the Intercontinental title. Is that little thing that you can tout for some of these guys and help put building blocks towards them.
I will put a small chance for Tyler Breeze as maybe the redemption.
Yeah, it could happen as well. I have my doubts.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, and for all we know, maybe Samoa Joe.
Joe's gonna kill ya.
I mean, there's those three spots, and it could be an NXT guy, it could be a legend. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think this should be in the main card, though.
No.
I think this is the perfect... And that's why, like, I wonder, on the main card, do you have something big happen in it? Do you have The Rock come out and rock bottom everybody?
Maybe, but I think Rock
you,
is another.
You have Austin come out and stun everybody. Does Cena come out and just clothesline everybody? Does Randy Orton come out and give everyone an RKO?
RKO out of nowhere. It would be something that WWE would love to capitalize on.
I just think something like that is going to happen. I can't see it just being these guys.
Yeah, especially for it to kick the show off, you need a little bit more. You need something else to kind of boost interest. So
I think there's a surprise. There's a surprise in this, because there's no way this is that they're going to have it with like a Big Show or Kane or Darren Young in the opening match of WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it'd be a nice moment to see Darren Young get it, but it's or Tyler Breeze. Or Sandow, for that matter, but I just don't think that's that's the big oomph you want to start WrestleMania with.
Yeah, and you always want to start WrestleMania off with fireworks and pizzazz, so I do agree with you.
So we're both kind of putting that we kind of like Darren Young in this, or Tyler Breeze, but we think it may be a returning star or a legend.
I think that's a fair. I think I'm still going to go with Young right now, but that could change.
Yeah, for sure. What do we got next?
What do we got next? We've got the New Day, Kofi Kingston, Big E, Xavier Woods versus the League of Nations, King Barrett, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, and Rusev on a 3-on-4 handicap match that is not for the title.
It just smells well!
He comes out. The New Day's getting beat up. I think that out of all three of these guys, I think Big E is the next breakout star from the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having The Rock give a little bit of rub to the New Day helps build for a plan that you and me have been kind of talking about for a little bit. But get to that later. The League of Nations have beaten them down a few times. The League could win, and then The Rock comes out and makes the save. Because they're beating him down, they're down one guy, The Rock's music hit, he comes running down, he pulls the groin, Baywatch sues WWE. Rock runs down, beats down League of Nation, Rock bottoms King Barrett out of WWE. Rusev and him have a stare down. I think that would be a cool moment to have, kind of like a little stare down between Rock and Rusev. Because Rock's been talking some smack, and maybe Rusev gets a few shots in, and that's when the New Day come in and work together and clear the ring. And then The Rock puts on the llama penis, and they all celebrate, and right off on unicorns.
It'd be actually pretty cool as well for this. This would be another cool moment to have Austin come out and have Rock and Austin kick ass together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
I'm just trying to think of ways as we go through this to use these legends. I'm not sure how you use all of them yet, but we've heard. I almost wonder too if we heard so much about Rock possibly in this that the entire time we're going to be watching this match, all we're going to think about is Rocky, right?
Yeah, I still think, like, let's look at this. Like, they had a good beatdown angle. The New Day have kind of. I don't know if I think they're trying to learn how to be proper baby faces right now. League of Nations I've been bored with since November, so I'm sorry. Like, there's decent talent.
But they're the Four Horsemen!
Ugh.
JBL told me so!
Oh, tell JBL to go shit in a hat. I don't care. League of Nations, ugh.
Who do you have winning the match? You have winning the match, though.
I have League of Nations actually getting the win, because it makes sense booking-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can have a title match later on, but the New Day have won twice now, so it would make sense for League of Nation to get a victory, and that's beatdown, horrible beatdown. The crowd starts chanting, Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. That's when he comes out and makes the save.
I have New Day winning.
Yeah, that's fair.
I have New Day winning, but the same thing, only the reverse, where you said then they get beat down, and then Rocky comes out. Or Rock comes on. Do you think there's any chance of Rock being the partner?
Them sitting there going, we did not want to come in. Like, we're tired of getting beat up. This is we're tired of you guys taking advantage of us and beating us up and being booty. So we found a fourth member. And Rock barely. And this is when you can go to Baywatch and go, he's in a tag match. He's not going to get hurt. Don't worry about it. And he probably tears something.
It's like we talked about off air with Austin, maybe going to that battle royal and just giving everyone a stunner. Rock does not have the bump. He can just give people rock bottoms, people's elbows. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to sell. Like, maybe he can take a punch or two from Rusev, but he doesn't have the bump. He doesn't have to fall or do anything. He can just give Rusev a rock bottom. Give Del Rio a people's elbow, whatever. It's not like he's going to take a bull hammer or a bro kick.
Yeah, I would not want him to take a bro kick. Ask Daniel Bryan about those.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, we're split on the tag team match, which is good.
That's finally.
Finally. The next match I think we hit on is a grudge match. It is the guy that co-main evented Wrestle Kingdom 10... the phenomenal AJ Styles versus best in the world at what he does, Chris Jericho.
CM Punk? Oh, okay, my bad. I thought you were talking about CM Punk, because that's who the best in the world is.
Maybe. What have you thought of the build?
I don't like the Y2 jackass. I think it seems very underneath AJ.
It is a little bit. What do you think of Monday Night Raw, the Zack Ryder segment?
It was okay. It's fine. Made its purpose.
Gets a win over Jericho.
Yep, I think they needed to do it because the prior Monday, when he faced Fandango, it would have made sense for Fandango to beat Jericho, right? Because that would have really upset him, because you can see Jericho's really upset that he had lost to Fandango at WrestleMania, and then AJ makes him lose to him again. That would have created some extra heat on them, especially since AJ lost to KO earlier in the night.
Yeah.
With the same kind of finish, the roll-up finish. We see far too much.
Roll up the doom.
But, you know, we got to this point. It's the fourth time. I'm surprised there's no gimmick attached to it.
Yeah.
Like maybe a submission match even, but I'm still excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally sold on this match. I'm ready to let it go. I think we get to see a phenomenal AJ Styles. By the way, Styles Clash is not banned, but Styles' reasoning for not using it as much is because WWE is a little bit bigger. It's harder to move properly and safely, so he's just kind of been working around it.
You use it on the right occasions.
Yeah, and I think Jericho is the right occasion.
Yeah, WrestleMania is the right occasion. I mean, it was a transitional spot last time. I don't think it'll be a transitional spot here. I think that's how I'm going to make my prediction. I think AJ wins with the Styles Clash.
Yeah, I would agree with you, unless it's
from the top rope.
Oh, God. Imagine, so Vince, this is the Vince watching on the monitor. What's he doing?
Yeah.
No. He hits the Styles Clash, and Vince has a heart attack.
The thing is, it's the best opponent to use it on, because it's not a full-time performer in Jericho, and I think, do you think Jericho's done after this? Like, do we know how long Jericho is going? Is he going to SummerSlam?
I've heard he's got nothing planned.
Is there no, can you double check if there's any Fozzy dates?
There, as far as I know, Fozzy dates have dried up.
Really?
Yeah, I think, well, they've been doing so much that it kind of makes sense to kind of take a little
bit. So maybe Jericho and Dean can happen after this?
Yeah,
it was supposed to happen?
Yeah, that could make sense. So last bit of dates I'm seeing are for November, December.
So he's going to be, okay, I guess he's on the roster for a while then.
I think this is the last big Jericho run.
I think so too. He's done great. You know, like the last few hadn't worked very good. The Wyatt one, the one versus Punk was okay. That's when it ended with Ziggler. The comeback, the WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble versus Ziggler, that night was really good. But really, since that 08 to whatever run, so good. Oh. I think that's the best he's done. Like in his random returns, this is the best Jericho has been.
Oh, God. Like just everything's clicked with this good, like, and I think it definitely helps being in the ring with AJ Styles and working a program with AJ, who is very much over. The crowd popped for Styles.
Mm-hmm.
He's popular. I think that, like, little things that Jericho does, like the hat or yelling at the fans, it just heel heat 101.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I go with you, and I go the phenomenal one picks up a win at his first WrestleMania. He loses at Wrestle Kingdom 10, but he wins at WrestleMania.
Pretty crazy.
Ugh, God.
Because I just see no reason for Jericho to win.
No, and I don't think Jericho's going to exactly be like, yeah, sure, I'll beat AJ Styles.
No.
So, I'm not too worried about the...
Has Jericho won at WrestleMania before?
Pardon?
Has Jericho won at WrestleMania before? Oh, no, he beat Edge, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because then the next night, he dropped the title to Swagger.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
What's next? Well, it's what we would call a spot fest, crash and burn, broken bodies. It is Stardust versus The Miz versus Sin Cara versus Zack Ryder versus Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn versus the Intercontinental Champion Kevin Owens in a ladder match.
So, this has been built fine. The six-man tag was pretty bad, though, on Raw.
The loud Brian... If you're a crowd that chants Brian Saxton, you need to go home.
I also thought it was pretty... I mean, this is the crowd last year that was chanting for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and now you have them. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, and the crowd came back into it when Sami and KO stepped in the ring.
Yeah.
I don't think the match was terrible. I think that there are just certain parts of the match that people got a little annoyed with, and they just kind of went on a crazy rampage.
So, to me, there's only three people that can win this match.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens retaining, Sami Zayn, or the ultimate wild card, Zack Ryder.
Woo, 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 you know it.
I want to talk more about this. Just want to get my pick out really quickly. I think Sami is winning it, though.
Yeah. I'm going to go different. I'm going to go a KO retain.
Okay.
Which would give us a little variety, but I think...
I think Sami loses to Nakamura, but gets this.
Oh, he's going to lose to Nakamura.
Yeah.
He's going to get his head caved in. Mm-hmm. Much like Glenn will on Sunday. You know, like, I look at this and I go, The Miz has been fine lately.
Mm-hmm.
Stardust, you need to kind of put him in a different spot. And Cody, you can trust in this match, so that's okay. Sin Cara will botch on a ladder by himself somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll blow out a knee, pull a tibia, I don't know. Ryder, I'm looking forward to seeing. I think there's going to be a very close call for Zack Ryder. I think he's going to be very close to that title, and it's just going to be without his reach. And then he's going to get pop up powerbomb through God the ladder by KO.
You have KO winning with it, and then you think at whatever the next one is, then it's KO and Sami solo at that one, and that's where you have Sami winning. I'm assuming.
I think you have to have Sami win one on one.
It's fair.
So that's what I would do. I'm excited for this match. We've seen El Generico versus Kevin Steen, who's not like any of these competitors.
Yeah, who's El Generico? I've heard of him.
I don't know. He's some random guy.
He wrestles a lot like Sami, though, weirdly enough.
And he's kind of got gingery hair, too.
It's hard to tell. You can only tell from the beard, though.
Yeah. You never know. They could dye the beard. Do we get some sort of crazy spot from these two?
I think so.
Does anyone survive this ladder match?
I mean, as terrible it is to say, half of these guys are disposable for the company.
Yeah. Do we get a Luke Harper, Dean Ambrose spot?
What's that again?
The powerbomb through the ladder and split skull and needs to be taken to the back.
I don't know. That'll be... Hopefully not. Hopefully God. Not.
I'm a little... These matches always make me a little nervous.
It's going to be a car wreck type of mentality. I totally agree with you. I mean, will it be more of a car wreck than what's going on with the Lakers? I don't know. It's pretty hard to say. But I think it will be a car wreck. I think it's going to be a fun match. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm rooting for Zack Ryder to win.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are.
Man.
Who do you think gets the bigger pop out of the six competitors? Six, seven?
KO.
Oh, yeah. The crowd's going to go.
Just because of what the crowd that they're getting, it's KO, Sami, then Zack, and then whatever. I guess Dolph maybe the next one. Yeah. Dolph's, I guess, so a small wild card in this?
Yeah, he is.
Like, I really have no problem with anybody in this match but Sin Cara. And even him, it's like, sure, whatever. Like, from the guys that are in the Battle Royal, I would rather him be in this than Tyler Breeze, just because, again, I don't blame the company for doing what they did to Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
And Sin Cara is maybe going to give you at least a spot or so, and if he botches, it's at least going to be entertaining.
Yeah. Well, always remember it. Botchamania, brother.
So I think the right guys are in this match. It's just too bad Neville couldn't be in it.
Yeah. Oh, Neville would have. Neville would have been insane.
I mean, another guy would have been Luke Harper as well.
Yeah, Luke Harper. You know, this probably would have been a spot that Cesaro was in.
I'm almost surprised too that a Mark Henry or a Kane doesn't go in this as the base. Typically, these matches have that one big guy base guy that they can jump onto.
Well, according to Kevin Dunn, KO's the base.
Oh, great.
Because his opinion's worth a lot.
Yeah, I don't think you can consider Kevin Owens as a base compared to Mark Henry or Kane or Big Show.
Yeah, and I think you need kind of a veteran worker in there for stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Kind of reel some guys, like, you know, that sounds visually amazing.
The Miz is the veteran of the group.
I think Miz will be the voice of reason. Mm-hmm. Let's not break our necks tonight. So
yeah, good match.
KO, Sammy, one of them will go over.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and Zack Ryder, then maybe Dolph.
Yeah.
Small thing. And hopefully, I'm hoping there's a spot in this where Stardust hits his head, and he wakes up and he realizes he's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be great?
Just bonk on the head, and he starts walking mm-hmm. around, and yep. he tells the crowd, my name's Cody Rhodes. The crowd would pop.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'd be a nice moment.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what you got to do, because Stardust has died. There's no Stephen Amell stuff left anymore. They've done everything they're going to do. Unless, is there any chance that Arrow comes out and pushes him off the ladder or anything?
Oh, God, could you imagine?
I'm not going to throw out the realm of possibility. They're still shooting, judging by Stephen Amell's scenes in Vancouver. They say they have two more episodes to film this week. It could just be a red herring, but...
I think he's busy.
Yeah, so... I'm pretty excited for this match. It's going to be really fun. This is the match that the non-wrestling fans get to watch and be like, this is crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think the next match, we don't care at all about. Like, I mean,
no.
Who cares about Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte at WrestleMania for the WWE Women's Championship?
Yeah, talk about this story, because this is my favorite story ever.
So, Pro Wrestling Insider, this is not us making stuff up for you guys. It is Pro Wrestling Insider has apparently reported WWE has commissioned for a new women's championship, and it will be presented Monday night, the night after WrestleMania. So whoever effectively wins this match will revert back to the women's championship. Yay!
Yes, because the term diva is just ridiculous.
Yep. And now, your prediction was wrong, Josh. Becky did not get a win over Charlotte.
I know, I was wrong about that. So... are you staying with Becky then?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's the reverse kind of backwards booking that you're thinking of?
Yeah. I mean, WWE booking is from another dimension that we don't fully understand yet. Mm-hmm. We'll learn. So, I don't know.
I'm sticking with mine, man. I've had this in Royal Rumble. So why would I back off, right? Yeah.
I think that... all these women have a 33% chance of winning, and that what makes this match really fun and exciting is everyone's got a different
view of it.
Yeah, different view, a different opportunity. Everyone's got their kind of their horse in the race. Everyone's hoping this match needs to go 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royale can be shortened up a little bit. You can cut out a few skits. This match needs to go, because this could be one of the matches that's still...
this could be match of the year. This is the match of the year candidate.
Yeah, and I think all three of these women know exactly what they need to do.
Think about all the women's matches that we've had to deal with at WrestleManias. Playboy Bunny matches, pillow matches, just like the best women's match I've probably ever seen, I'm probably forgetting something Alondra Blaze has done, was probably that Mickie James and Trish match.
Yeah. I would agree.
Which was very good. And there's a triple threat, I think, between Jazz, Victoria, and Trish, which was really good. But the last few years, it's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
So we're finally going to get a women's match that has a chance to be the match of the year candidate. And the reason I'm going to go with Sasha, what have they been doing on WWE.com with Sasha?
The journey toward.
That's the diary. And I think that is going to all come together, showing her with the women title. I had predictions about that either, but that just kind of cemented it to me.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me this women's news. I see her winning, getting the women's title, and then who comes out? Bayley.
I think we're going to get a hug.
I think so, too.
Who Vince does not like. Well, Vince
he liked enough. He liked it. I mean, I had information that said that Vince thought that she was ugly. But Joel's had her different information, so we'll see. Maybe Vince does like her. I maybe had heard the wrong information.
I think the world of pro wrestling is backwards, so God only knows what we hear.
Because there's no money in Bayley whatsoever.
No, none at all.
So I'm excited for what can come out of that.
Yeah.
I think this match, I actually have a rooting interest in this. I am rooting for Sasha in this match. But if Becky wins, I'll be completely happy.
I'll be happy.
And if Charlotte wins, great. I don't have a problem with Charlotte, although she was my worst performer of the year. More overrated than worse.
Yeah. I think we win regardless, because I think there's a lot of good matches. And I think something like an Asuka, I think that...
Oh, we'll get to that. And we get to have Ric Flair come down, by the way.
Pardon?
Ric Flair gets to come down the entrance at WrestleMania.
And he doesn't get super kicked by Shawn Michaels, so it's a good night for him.
And Charlotte has teased her ring gear, kind of somewhat similar to Flair's final robe.
Yeah. I think there's just so much history, and with Snoop Dogg, I think Snoop Dogg and Sasha are going to do something.
Conor McGregor's going to come out and be in Becky's corner?
Oh, God, could you imagine?
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either, but...
Who could you get in Becky's corner that would matter?
This is where I think a Foley spot's going to happen.
Yeah, that's fair, because you have Snoop and Sasha's, Flair and Charlotte's, and then Foley and Becky's.
And you get the thumbs up, and you get the... him getting the cheap pop, and it'll be a good time for all around. I think this is going to be one of those, regardless who wins, I think we're going to all feel like we enjoyed this 20 minutes of women's wrestling.
This is probably second or third in the card for my most excited.
Yeah.
I think number one for me is probably, it's hard to say. I'm really excited for this. I'm really excited for Dean and Brock and that AJ and Jericho.
Yeah.
And the ladder match. It's somewhat a combination of that. I don't even know what number one is out of those.
Yeah, it's... I think you'll know closer to the day when you're actually sitting there like, I just need to see this match. And then
I think that's the thing too, Joel, is like a lot of people are like, oh, well, the build sucked. The build wasn't great. But I think this is gonna be a great show. Despite all the injuries, they still managed to book a really good show.
Yep. And I think this brings us to our next match that has had a decent booking. I think they had a decent segment on Monday Night Raw.
I was mixed on his little, you know, little red cart.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, no hold bars, street fight. Dean's bringing the little red cart, and it's not filled with toys. I loved when Paul Heyman said, it's not toys, it's weapons.
And we're going to have a run by New Jack.
Oh, God, no. Okay, yeah, sure, why not?
We all want it. Just give us it. Just give us the New Jack running.
What would the crowd do? What would Vince do?
I don't know what Vince would do. Half the crowd would lose their mind, and the other crowd would be like, who is this guy?
With a knife.
Yeah.
That they're letting walk near Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Renee would be a little nervous.
Yeah, she should be. I think everybody would be a little nervous.
Yeah, I'd be like, I think you'd have security on the side just kind of waiting. Just like,
if he doesn't. Heyman would be the most nervous. Because I think he didn't pay New Jack.
Oh, yeah. Brock. He'd be yelling, Brock! Brock!
You have to get Tommy and Sandman back there or something.
Yeah, just be like, don't do anything crazy.
And do you think we get any of those kind of ECW originals that come out of this and take bumps?
No, God. I think this is just straight slugfest between the two of them. My question to you is, does Barbie get used?
Barbie does. The chainsaw definitely does. It's going to cut off one of Brock's limbs.
Oh, God.
If this was a main event, I would see them doing a spot where he cuts the ropes.
Oh, God.
Or he still may cut something. There's just so many variables. Like, I could see even cutting the barricade. It's just too many variables and too much danger with it.
I think we see maybe the announcer table get cut a bit.
Maybe. It's just there's so many variables in the electricity and stuff.
Yeah. And you kind of want to get it as far away from them as possible.
I think he pulls out the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he does much with it. And keep Brock away with it, because we don't like him throwing stuff. We've seen how bad that can be.
Well, in local news, local wrestlers killed a fan by throwing a chainsaw at them.
Throw a car door and almost kill somebody.
Just don't. Just keep it far away.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brock doesn't care.
So, I have Dean winning this match.
I have Dean winning this match as well because of the Wyatts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we'll still go.
I think it's a smart move. You know, they've been protecting Brock, and there's the rumored no-lose clause.
Yeah.
I think this is the match you have it, because I think this is going to set up the inevitable Brock and Dean. I mean, Roman and Dean.
Yeah. Because a big win over Brock at WrestleMania.
It's the one thing Roman couldn't. Something that Roman couldn't do.
Yeah, strap a rocket to Dean Ambrose and send it, and it just shows that he's crazy enough that he will do almost anything to get the win.
And I think, you know, it's kind of time to move we have with Roman. I guess we're giving a spoiler what we think for Roman there.
Yeah.
But I think you build Dean and Roman for the next few months here. Dean can't beat him. Dean can't beat him. Finally, Dean has to call on a friend, or the friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
And out comes the architect.
Oh, God, I can't wait for him to come back. Back to the task at hand. Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, what have you thought of the build?
It's been fine.
What do you think of the promo from Heyman?
I mean, water is rain. It's a Paul Heyman promo. It's great.
It doesn't matter. It's
no.
Just like, water's wet, and Paul Heyman cut a good promo.
The sky is blue. The grass is green. You know, Alexander Ovechkin scored a goal. LeBron James or Steph Curry knocked down a three. It's just stuff that happens.
Yeah. And I think I did enjoy Dean. Like, he was serious. He wasn't laughing. There was no smirk, Josh. Just gathered up his the weapons and he just wants to get to Mania. He even handed Brock a kendo stick.
I look forward to this is just going to be a good old fashioned like beat him up. And I think personally, you know, there's been all the rumors about who Brock could face. I would have liked KO. I think the dream guy for him in the company right now for me is Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
which we'll get to. I think maybe I'm hoping for SummerSlam. But I think him and Dean, I think out of everything we had, aside from maybe KO, this is the best match you could have got for Brock.
Oh, yeah. You have the craziest guy in the company. Like, I've seen some pictures of CCW.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of CCW, I want to speak on what I saw. Apparently someone took a weed whacker to another guy's chest. And it's CCW.
Okay.
So, just the foundation for where Dean came from.
Question, would you rather take the weed whacker or the fork to the head?
Ugh, I don't know.
I'm not saying the weed whacker has to go to their head. It's in the chest, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But would you rather take the weed whacker to the chest or the fork to the head?
A fork.
Really? I think I'd take the weed whacker.
I think I would no-show that event. So yeah, we're just going to have you
do it. I've never got the fork one. I've never understood. Like wrestlers are crazy. We know that. But getting a fork in your head?
No, thank
it you. Just makes no sense.
I'm checking. I'm no-showing, and I don't care. I'm hiding under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting either of those near me.
Yeah.
Well, if we thought this match was going to be the Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar was going to be a car wreck, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker, which we have hit on at the start.
Here comes the money time.
So my question to you is, does Shane McMahon walk out of this match alive?
Or first of all, how about those abs?
He's in shape.
Shane O'Mac getting the abs and definitely getting a tan.
Yeah. I think he's definitely, he knows what he has to put in for this match. I think him and Taker, good God, what are they going to do to each other?
So, we kind of spoiled this. We both have Shane winning this.
Yeah.
Damn, we're very, very close in a lot of these matches. The Bree Mode belt is, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
It's at the same time, it's very hard. Yeah. It's very hard to admit Taker is going to have a second loss to Shane McMahon.
Yeah. It hurts the child in me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know, I think we both feel that there's going to be a lot of shenanigans. We both now know. And I think we both know that there's going to be, this match will not be bulletproof.
No.
Which sucks, but it is what it is.
I think Cena is, what, 90% in this match?
Yeah. And I've heard The Undertaker basically just says yes to Vince McMahon now because of how little he works. Whatever Vince wants, Taker feels like he should just do because he's making so much money for so little work.
I think we could see Cena in this match. I think we could see Foley in this match. I think this is something we could see Austin in this match.
Yeah.
Because to screw over Vince McMahon.
One last time.
Yeah. This is going to be where those legends go. We could see HBK in this match, although I think he's in the main event.
Yeah.
But all of these legends, this could be the match you just get all the legends in. This is going to be all the plunder in the world.
This is going to be Sting and Hunter, but I think this will be better than Sting and Hunter.
Mm-hmm. This is, you need a lot of plunder in this, right?
Oh, yeah. You need a lot of tomfoolery. And just, Shane McMahon, I know you listen to our podcast regularly. I'm just asking you, please don't fall off the cell. Please. For me. Please.
I can't guarantee you won't.
Oh, God.
You do have three kids, though, man. You have three kids. You're 46 years old. Think of the children!
You need JR calling this match.
Back out! Or at the very least, Morrow. Who maybe he gets? I doubt Morrow gets this one.
God, no.
Michael Cole will take this one.
Yeah.
Morrow? I think Morrow would get AJ. I'm hoping Morrow gets AJ and Jericho, though. Out of all the matches, there's a split shift in this, apparently. I hope that Morrow gets the AJ one. If he only calls one match the entire show, I'm just hoping Morrow and Ollo and Jerry get the AJ and Jericho.
Could you imagine if Morrow gets Shane and Taker?
There's no chance, though.
No.
Company I would like if Morrow got that and the Dean match. Oh. Even the ladder match, too.
Yeah.
Or the women's. The women's would be so good for him to call, too.
It would be like music to my ears.
Yeah, if he can get AJ and the woman, I'm good.
Yeah, we're set.
Because I still like Michael Cole's call time to time.
Yeah.
He should be doing the main event. He should be doing Dean and Brock. I'm fine with that.
But the undercard.
But that women's match and the AJ match, I think, need the Morrow touch, especially for some of the moves that AJ has.
Oh, and he's going to break him out.
Backward spinning kick. It's called a Pele kick, Michael.
Michael.
So, this match, we talked a lot about this at the beginning. It's going to be a lot of plunder. It's going to be a lot of crazy things. This is the part where we're just definitely going to get up and be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. I think this is where you take a bathroom break before. You get set and you tug. You maybe have a blanket near you so you can cover your eyes when God.
I think this has the most questions to it.
Yep.
There's also the theory, too, that McMahon comes out, screws Taker, and helps Shane. The kick Vince, the kick Triple H and Steph off of Raw. There's that angle. There's the angle that Taker drags himself onto Shane. There's a lot of angles and different approaches that we could see out of this.
I just can't. Oh, God. I just, there's so many variables up in the air, but.
You could have Cena come out and just screw Taker, and then we get Cena and Taker at SummerSlam next year.
This year,
I mean, yeah.
God, I don't know. This is a match you have to honestly just sit there and go, I'm just going to wait and see what happens, because I don't have a fucking clue what's going to happen.
We both think Shane's going to win, though.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate end. But, oh, God, it's going to be a wild ride.
Now, if Shane does win, when do you do the brand split?
Oh, God, yeah, you do it right away.
Not the next Monday, though.
You do Monday, you have Vince say, I have a plan, damn it.
I mean, it would be interesting if they did it not 2 Mondays from now, because then that would be something to go head-to-head with the NBA playoffs against.
Yeah. I think you announce it. You do announce the official brand split, and then the night of the NBA playoffs is when you do the official. I love the draft night. That'll be a fun podcast.
Oh, I always love the draft night. I think that's just a fun kind of fantasy booking situation of who gets the first pick. And I mean, there's been rumors of separate screens being put up of who's going where, like you had mentioned to me.
Mm.
What were the two graphics that you saw?
God, I don't remember, but it sounded like Roman was on SmackDown.
SmackDown, and Cena's on Raw.
Yeah.
We didn't see where Seth was, though.
No.
But KO was on Raw as well.
Yay!
And it seems like Hunter and Steph would go to SmackDown and have their own little thing.
Yeah. Or they could call up NXT guys and they don't have to be as scared anymore.
Yeah, I would think Finn would go there.
Yeah. And Bayley, probably.
Yeah, Finn probably go there. But then you get... Then I would think that like a guy like a Baron Corbin would go to Raw.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. And I would think...
SmackDown becomes a lot more appealing.
Joe probably goes to Raw.
Yeah, Joe... I think Styles goes to SmackDown.
Yeah, I think you want to keep AJ and Joe away from each other.
Yeah, for a little bit, and then eventually...
These two have faced each other! But where, Margle? In the past! But where, Margle? Florida. They faced each other in Florida.
Shut up, Michael.
They had a legendary three-way match. Who's the other guy? We don't need to talk about him.
Just live in denial.
He's fallen, like an angel.
Oh, he could have a good match on his ROH show.
He absolutely could. We will get to that. So, Shane, this match is like a weird... It's not the match I'm excited the most about, but the match I'm anticipating the most.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the matches that you kind of sit there going, what does this all mean for the One Fall podcast?
What does it all mean?
Do we get drafted to SmackDown, Josh?
I think we need to do a brand split. I think if this happens, we need to do a Raw podcast on Stick Boy and the SmackDown on Fresh Take or something like that.
I think I should get SmackDown, just saying. Wait, fine, no, you can have Roman. You can have Roman. You take
Roman.
Him.
Yeah, you take him.
No, you take
We might have to do that. We have to split it up.
Oh, God.
It would be nice, though, because you know, SmackDown, I remember the brand split. Yeah. Like, I loved leaving the later stages when it was like that Punk, Rey Mysterio, Hardy, and Edge crew. There's also the famous SmackDown 6, but I really liked that. And SmackDown was enjoyable. Like, yeah. For me and some friends were like, well, I'm looking forward to SmackDown because I'd like to see these different guys shine there, right?
Yeah.
And I think... Go ahead, sorry.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for everyone to shine. It's a perfect opportunity to just give people different chances and create some fresher matchups a year down mm-hmm. the road. Because some of these guys won't have crossed paths for a while, so suddenly mm-hmm. it's a little bit more like, ooh, this is happening. And you know Survivor Series, we're going to get a Raw versus SmackDown.
I would have split up the pay-per-views the more I've thought about it.
I would.
Oh, would you? My thing is, there has been an argument about the lack of depth if this does happen.
Yeah.
But I think with the roster that coming back, it's not like you get a Cena back and you get a Seth back and you get a Cesaro and a Randy Orton and a Tyson Kidd. And the names go on and on, even a Nikki Bella. Luke Harper, Tyson Kidd. It helps diversify the roster, and then you have guys like Finn and Joe and Aries and American Alpha, and we could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Bailey.
I think they'll be fine. I think doing separate pay-per-views will be okay. Then it kind of gives some more time for these matches. I'm okay with that.
Don't forget, there's guys in the undercard, too, that we talked about. Maybe Jack Swagger gets rejuvenated. Maybe Tyler Breeze gets another chance. Sandow.
Yeah.
You know, these guys get better chances to do other things.
Yep, and I think it would be beneficial for everyone. I think, let's not talk about something that's not still up in the air of possibilities, but let's go to the final match of the night. The King of Kings,
Triple H. You still suck! You still suck! You still suck! You still suck! You still suck!
Heavyweight title you still suck! Against the powerhouse, Roman.
Thank you, I was hoping you would say that. The powerhouse! What is he, the freaking powerhouse?
I don't know. I didn't realize that till you pointed it out. I thought he was just the Roman Empire.
So, what is he going to steal from Batman vs. Superman?
Well...
Is he going to kill somebody with a spear?
No, he may be, but he dies too, because...
SPOILERS!
You know what? Maybe Hunter and his mums have the same name. And they become friends.
I'm weak.
The Doomsday is actually Brock Lesnar, so they go after him.
I don't think Superman really did anything to be different that he could steal.
No, not really. Why didn't Superman use the Superman punch, Josh?
I don't know. I wonder, too, if Seth takes anything from that movie for his paint.
Maybe.
He's normally just the demon in WWE, though. He hasn't really done anything comic-wise.
Yeah, he's been... I think we could see a little bit of a bleed-in from that.
Yeah. This match, I think... I don't think it's going to be a bad match, to be honest.
No.
I think Roman wins.
Yep. Well, we've been calling this for over a year now, Josh. Well, not over a year, but a year, around a year we've been calling for Roman.
We've had different opponents for these guys. For a long time, we're like, well, it's Seth and Hunter. For Roman, it was Brock and Roman. It was Cena and Roman. Now it's Hunter and Roman.
Yeah. I do think we get some shenanigans. I think we get some sweet chin music. And I think, but I do think Roman goes out on top.
And then, I think Vince The Rock comes out.
Pardon?
I think The Rock, and then I have my, I'll let you go, and then I'll go ahead.
Remember WrestleMania 17? That had a really awesome build for that match between that Rattlesnake and that Rocky
Probable.
Character.
Yeah.
And then they had Vince McMahon come out and help that Rattlesnake. Much to everyone's like, what? I think this is the time you do it, and I think it'll work.
Vince has revealed
all along that he's wanted rid of Triple H. Because he's unhappy with Triple H, which he has.
I think if you do that, though, that has to go with the Shane match as well. Build up to that point.
And then you have Vince shake Roman's hand at the end, and you have him look at Hunter, say, I love you, and hit him with a sledgehammer. Or not that
interesting.
I'm stealing from Michaels and Flair, but I think he hits him with the sledgehammer, and then that puts him down. The crowd boos. You end WrestleMania in just a chorus of boos.
So what mine was is that I think Roman wins. Rock comes out. I think what happens, what I had booked, is that Rock does the stuff with New Day, or if he doesn't, they see each other in the hallway, they do something. There's a kind of weird stare between Rock and Roman. Match ends. Rock comes out to raise Roman's hand to get the pop. And then Roman beats the ever-loving crap out of Rocky.
Yeah, that's it. Both, I think, could be possible happening.
Because you need to think of ways to add the extra heat and certify the heel turn.
Yeah, you need to. Roman needs... Maybe Roman wins via low blow, like a cheap shot.
Maybe. I think we're both thinking... The way this has been going, they're turning Roman at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Over, under of Triple H bleeding.
Whew. Over. he can't be fined.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be a bloodbath. The more I think about this, the top three matches, you're just going to be bleeding like stuffed pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, Vince is gonna. So is Vince gonna hand out the fine like he did to Batista to everyone?
Not Hunter, that's for sure. Maybe Dean.
Dean's probably the only one that does get fined.
Yeah.
Brock. Vince would look at him. I'm fining you, and Brock would tear the little paycheck up and eat it, and then walk away. So Roman wins. We think a heel turn's coming. That's WrestleMania 32.
I'm excited. You know, Raw hasn't done a job. But just looking at the card and as it's been building up to the road, I'm still at about a 7. But I've been, it's WrestleMania, and this card, I don't think there's any match that I'm like, even the Divas match, I'm intrigued by Eva Marie and Lana facing each other.
Yeah, there's the build hasn't been great. There's been a lot of injuries. The fact of the matter is, it's WrestleMania. I think we're going to get some really good talent, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun to watch WrestleMania, especially when you watch with friends that like the product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just time to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But...
We're not done yet?
No, we're not. As great as WrestleMania may be for some people... To me, to Joel, that is not even the best show that's going to happen this week.
Nope. I think we can gloss over. I think both of us can quickly agree that the Evolve and the ROH show both have matches we're very interested in seeing. Young Bucks versus the Machine Guns.
That'd be really cool.
The Jay Lethal match. There's a lot. the Moose match. I think there's a lot of things that we're very excited to see. But the best show, the best card, the better than WrestleMania, NXT Dallas.
Oh my God. So it's,
let's start.
Go from the bottom to the top.
Yeah. Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin in Austin Aries NXT debut.
Well, Austin Aries is winning this one.
Yep, Austin Aries is winning this one because I think Baron Corbin's one of the guys that goes up to the main roster.
Not after WrestleMania.
Not after WrestleMania, but it's kind of his final little go-around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aries has to go over.
Oh, yeah. He's with guys like Finn and Joe, probably on their way out pretty soon here. He's that next wave, along with maybe surprises from Bobby Roode and Eric Young at this show.
You could do a TNA invasion angle, Josh.
You could. You very well could.
Don't know how well it would go over, but...
Probably not terrific, but still, something.
Yeah. The next match is Dawson and Wilder versus... You don't like this team at all.
I hate this team.
You didn't predict Gable 2 years ago at all.
Gable. Gable.
Jordan.
Gable. Gable.
America.
I'm so excited for this match.
This is going to be a lot of fun. The more I see...
No one's talking about this match enough to me.
I think this match is going to sneak up and surprise a lot of people.
This is the show stealer.
Oh, yeah. I think both tag teams are going to work their asses off. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, God, I can't wait. Yeah. I think American Alpha goes over, but I think it's going to be a lot of... scratch that. Dawson and Wilder go over. The chase continues for Gable and Jordan.
Interesting. I'm going to go with American Alpha on this one.
Just keep it a little different.
I think they're going to cash in on the success. It's time.
Yeah, I would agree, but I think they may keep the title on.
I mean, they've done NXT's done a weird job with their tag titles in some ways. When you want a title victory, they've never really given it to you. Look at Big Cass and Enzo, for example.
Yeah.
They've never cashed in with them. And I get it's weird because they really have an absence from this card, which is weird because I think they would get one of the biggest pops of the night.
Oh, God.
And maybe they're in the Andre Battle Royal. I don't know.
Maybe that could be it.
Maybe. However, I just like what they're doing. There's so much momentum for this team, and I see them kind of going with it. I can see Dash and Dawson going up to the card pretty soon, too. Because unlike the Ascension, these guys are just a perfect, hard-hitting, technical, great tag team that's just consistent to go up to the main roster.
They get psychology. I think that's the biggest thing that these teams get, psychology.
And they were on that Toronto show, and I think a lot of people that didn't know them kind of saw what they could do, and I've heard that the reviews for them were pretty good.
They should be. So now, the next match, a little bit of a lull for both of us. Apollo Crews versus Elias Sandler.
The Drifter. The Drifter. I'm the Drifter. Yeah. I hate him. Oh, I hate the Drifter. He makes me fall asleep. Yes.
And I think this is...
Oh, I just fell asleep talking about the Drifter. Drifting away from this match.
I think Crews wins. He needs to come up growing, maturing. This is the slow build of a guy.
Oh, yeah. He's... To quote a guy about Bruno Cavalco and the Raptors,
yeah,
he's 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Yeah. And that's perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
You let him grow on the undercard. Elias Sampson, I don't think we're going to talk about in a year's time. So
I think he's a CJ Parker. I think he's a Bull Dempsey. I think he's one of those guys they push really hard. I think he's a Mojo Riley in a way. They push really hard only to have him fall the way down.
Yeah. And I think Crews picks up a win here. It's good. Let him keep building. Keep getting those W's.
Because even with the Drifter, the character's boring. When he goes in the ring, he's really boring. Mo liked him a little bit more than you and I did.
Yeah.
There's nothing I like about him. I really am bored by everything about this guy.
There's nothing that grabs me and goes, ooh, this guy's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, proves the next match is probably right in the same valley. Sami Zayn versus the Michael Jackson of pro wrestling. Shinsuke.
Oh my god, this match could be the match of the year.
I don't know what they're gonna hurt each other.
Very good possibility.
And it's going to be glorious. As wrestling fans, we're like, give it to me now.
There's so much of Nakamura you're looking forward to. Like, what theme song does he get?
Yeah, and because his theme song from Japan is so tied to how do you deal with that?
Like, do they give the rights to a Queen or Michael Jackson song?
He might have to. I think that he's got so much money from his NXT contract. But I think he's worth every penny. When he comes out, he's got to come out last.
Yeah, I mean, there's a debate that maybe make this the main event.
Yeah, I wouldn't. The crowd's going to be very kind of flat after this. They're going to go fucking insane.
Like you and I think, obviously, the main event we're going to get to, and I'm excited for the main event. I think it'll be fine, but this is the thing I'm the most excited about, maybe overall for WrestleMania.
I've been counting down to Friday because that Shinsuke Nakamura's debut.
You can speak English. Like last year, you and I had really was one of the first times you and I had really jumped into the New Japan with the second wave of how everything had been going with it.
Yeah.
And you and I, this guy just caught, like, you and I really kind of went in blind. We knew who AJ Styles was, and we knew the Shelton Benjamins and the Jeff Jarrett of the world. We had never really even heard of Nakamura before we really dove into it. And I think when we watched the Wrestle Kingdom show last year, the guy that stuck out to both of us was like, who is this guy? And the more we watched him, the more both you and I raved about him.
And now he's in WWE.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And he's going to kick, at least in NXT, he's going to destroy heads.
The thing will be, how much of can the Kinnick Strong Style use Strong Style in the WWE?
I think at least in NXT, and at least in this match, we're going to see full-blown King of Strong Style. I hope Vince is watching, because that's money that you're seeing walking around in that ring. I can't wait. I think both of us can agree Nakamura goes over.
It would be psychotic for him not to.
Yeah, and I think that Sammy has no problem losing.
I also think you get a weird tease backstage with him and Finn.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't wait. So, we're excited for the Sammy and Nakamura. We're also excited for Bayley defending her NXT Women's Championship against Asuka.
Yay! Joel got the name right.
I keep getting the name right.
Yep. This match is going to be really good.
Do you think, like, if we sit there and we look at the Meltzer, suddenly, would you be shocked if there's, like, 5 stars?
There's a few. If we're going to go by the whole WWE side, not the Ring of Honor and Evolve, I think matches that I think can be 5 stars in this, I think the 3 main events of NXT all have a chance. I think on the main card, what do you think has a chance at 5 stars? Really, probably only 2, right?
Yeah, Jericho.
The women and Jericho. And I don't think Jericho will. And AJ will?
No.
I don't think they will. Bayley. I think the women, the triple threat women is the only one that really has a chance for me.
Could you imagine if someone went to Vince and said, hey, you know that Dave Meltzer? Yeah. He gave the women's match a 5-star match.
He
gave Roman 5 stars.
No.
Nope.
This is going to be a hard-hitting style. It's crazy, too, because it's so awesome that 2 Japanese stars are the head of this NXT show. It's so awesome. Like, you look at the way the Japanese stars have been booked in the, you look at how Hayabashi was booked all the way back in 95 and how Kenzo was booked. You look how Tajiri was booked. Japanese stars have been at Funaki and Taka Michinoku. I always loved Taka and thought he was a great performer, and they've treated Japanese athletes terribly. And I think with Hideo and Yoshitatsu, super talented athlete. They never used him to the right potential. I think Hideo and NXT as a whole really brought in this new wave of, and what New Japan has done really caught their attention and how to use Japanese wrestlers. We saw Justin Liger come in, Jushin Liger, and do the same thing. And now to have your main two main events with, well, even three, with heavily Japanese influenced wrestlers is awesome.
I don't think I could say it any better. I think Bayley and Asuka are going to just tear each other's heads off.
Mm-hmm.
I am going for a title change.
I don't know.
Like, I think this is the next wave of women, and I think Asuka leads that wave.
I'm leaning Bayley still. Because this is her show to shine.
This is that crowning moment without Sasha Banks, Charlotte, mm-hmm. and Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh god, I don't care who wins. This is going to be fun.
I think, in a way, it's kind of what you're thinking with some of the other title. I can't remember how, though, we're going to have Bayley win this, but Asuka, the next pay-per-view, next special, whatever you want to call it, gets the title.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. The Intercontinental title is what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's another possibility, too, but...
I'm just really... There's so many good women's matches in WWE now. It's just so awesome that the women get their chance to shine.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. This is women matches that you will remember.
It was really cool too in that promo piece that they had, and I thought Dana Brooke did a really good job of selling Asuka. That was the most impressed I've been about anything from Dana Brooke so far.
Oh yeah. Just because she knows what Asuka's capable of.
I thought it was noticeable, too, because Nia Jax and Asuka had met, I believe.
Yeah.
And they never had Nia Jax or Eva say anything. But, you know, the Emma and Brooke have had, you know, their combination. And having Emma and them talk about it really hit of Asuka is dangerous. And Emma saying, like, when she hits you, it hurts. It hurts when she hits you. And Dana Brooke saying, like, she injured me. And it really made it look like Asuka is dangerous. And then the counterpart of the Four Horsewomen saying, like, I'm going for Bayley, and throwing up the Four Horsewomen sign and just saying, like, how much they love her and what she means to NXT. They did such a good job of selling what this match is from both sides of it.
Oh, yeah. This is what NXT... This is at the heart of the goodness from what NXT can deliver.
And it's really nice because you look at Total Divas a few weeks ago, they talked about Eva. And at one point, they had a thing in there where the plan was for Eva to face either Bayley for the title or be in the main event of WrestleMania for the title. And it's all respects to Eva. It's crazy how plans can change and how, you know, in other years with the women, they would have let that happen. They would have let Eva Marie... being that spot and let it shine. Instead, we're going to get two moments. We're going to let women athletes show how great of athletes they are, and if not, better than some of the men.
These both could steal a show.
Mm-hmm.
Our main event of NXT TakeOver Dallas. The Samoa
yes.
The scene, Samoa Joe challenges the demon Finn Balor for the NXT Championship.
Whew!
This match for sure 100% will be bulletproof.
We'll see.
I want it.
We'll see. I can't guarantee anything. I'm assuming as much. I have Samoa Joe winning the title here.
Yeah, like if it's gonna be bulletproof, then you're gonna have to. Beat down a Joe.
Although you have told me, and I've heard that Joe is the one coming up.
Yeah.
Not Finn yet. So if that is the case, I could even see Joe losing this and then being part of Andre even.
Yeah. That works too. And then him get tossed out of NXT by the bulletproof Bullet
mm-hmm.
Club.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to happen.
I think something with the Bullet Club will probably happen to Mania. Because we know they're there in Dallas now.
Yeah.
I just don't know how long Gallows is going to be able to stand, and same with Carl Anderson being down there.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a few. But I think, and I was listening to Sam Roberts' interview with Carl Anderson, and it just sounded like he just had fun with Finn. That was his favorite thing, was just having fun and going out there. I think they're going to have a lot of fun on NXT, because Finn is like the Shawn Michaels, The Rock, Stone Cold. He's the head guy down there, and he kind of gets to do what he wants.
Now, my question to you is, do you save Finn down there for the Hideo match and for the evident eventual Nakamura match? Or, like, can you leave Finn down there all the way till SummerSlam?
I think so. There's enough material for him to work with. I think you could.
Because you say he's the one that took out Hideo, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that was the number one contender match, and he benefited the most out of it.
Oh, has he ever? I think Finn retains, Bulletproof, Joe goes to the main roster. Simple and easy. Good story.
Simple and easy? Yep. I'm leaning Joe right now, but you're swaying me with that, just because I think Joe... Because you have to have that one big NXT star that comes up on Raw the next night. And I think the best way to get Joe over with any crowd is that crowd. Some other crowds may not take to Joe as well, but to have him with the Monday after, to have Samoa Joe, is the best way to get him over.
And then Joe's going to kill you, chant.
Maybe him versus Jericho?
Oh, God. What have you done?
Jericho just comes back and is like, I'm going to face all your favorite wrestlers.
And then I'm going to retire. And he's going to retire.
Yeah.
The Jericho and Shinsuke Nakamura match, Josh.
And I was going to say, like, he's going to make sure he wrestles Nakamura and Aries. He's just going to wait until that Sabian Jr. comes. He's going to say, I'll come back and face Sabian Jr. Or if Kurt came back, he'd wrestle Kurt. Or Jay Lethal came. Jericho just wants to wrestle everybody, because I think the one thing he regrets is the two guys that he never really got to face, right? Was Randy and Owen. So he takes any chance to face the guys that he knows are big deals to add it to his resume.
Because then you can sit there and go, Jericho's faced them all.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho is someone that we will look back, and not right now, but in like 10 years' time, he will be in the top 10, all maybe even top 5 of all time.
I think he's up there because he has both. He has the promo and the wrestling ability. It's kind of crazy. Like the Owen, him not facing Owen, I get. It makes sense how that never happened. Him not facing Randy ever in WCW makes zero sense.
They could have easily put it together.
It's just what Bischoff saw him as, right?
Yeah.
Like, even you look at the Goldberg stuff with Jericho and how they treated that. It was just so unfortunate. And I just wish that even Austin got to face Randy Savage in some matches. It's too bad that Jericho never got to have, like, even a blow-off nothing with Randy Savage in the ring.
I know. Like, please let Jericho face everyone.
But, yeah, NXT, I think it's going to be really fun. I am counting down to Friday. It's weird how late the show is.
Yeah.
It's 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain Time for us out here in Calgary. The time is weird. I mean, it works out for me, who has to work in the day, and I don't have to rush to get Joel now, but... It's still a little curious to me how late it is. I remember the San Jose show was that late last year, but you would have thought with them doing the special, it wouldn't be late, but maybe with stuff with access and everything, this is just how it works.
Yeah, I think so. I'm okay with it. I get mm-hmm. my wrestling. I'm happy.
So there's the NXT show, and wow, it's going to be... Oof.
I think that's, you know... most times this would be the best place to end the podcast, but I think there's one other little thing that we can end this podcast on.
Oh, there's a lot more to end this podcast on. There's a lot more.
Yeah. I think the first thing is the news. Anything big that we want to hit on?
Is this where we do the UFC stuff?
Yeah, let's do the... Well, I kind of want to do the Brian video.
Yeah, there's some network stuff to talk about. One that's really fun and emotional, and one that was kind of cringe.
Well, let's go cringe-worthy first.
So Michael Hazel on JBL Legends. So he talked about the Confederate flag. He called it the rebel flag. He said the reason he wore it was because the Freebirds were rebels. and said the meaning, and he kind of explained it well in a way, Joel. He talked about that the rebel flag did have a different meaning in 1980, which it didn't. It still meant what it meant. But I get what he was saying. Back then, it was because the feud with the Von Erichs was Georgia versus Texas. And that was technically the Georgia flag back then.
Oh, wow.
So he was wearing it as the Georgia flag to be Georgia versus Texas to get heat. He wasn't wearing it because of
what it represents.
And he said, like, I understand what it means. And he tried to emphasize that it didn't mean then what it means now. It still did. But, you know, we're in this age now where everyone is it's hard to talk about this without offending people, but everyone is more offended by everything.
Yeah.
But I think everyone's smarter now, and people see what the rebel flag is, and like, why are we putting this on things? And him and JBL try to be like, oh, it was using Dukes of Hazzard, and it seemed like a lot more excuses of why it was used than to what it is.
Yeah.
But he made some valid points about it that they were rebels and it was a Georgia versus Texas thing, and I still, you know, for what it stands, it's sickening. Yeah. And he did say that, but he did make some good reasons of why he used it. And, you know, talking to some people that I know that lived in the 80s, they just didn't really think twice about it. It was the Dukes of Hazzard, it was the rebel flag, and so he made some convincing points and still wouldn't like to see that in many packages at the Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think we will. So what other controversial thing did he say, Josh?
So there's two other ones.
Oh, no. There's another one?
There's the Gino Hernandez thing and the Mark Henry one. Which one do you want first?
Gino Hernandez. Save Henry for last.
So Gino Hernandez was a great wrestler that not many people would know, but he was kind of Magnum TA.
Yeah.
In a way that he was positioned to be the next guy. This guy had everything. He had the promos, the ring ability. I've saw some Gino Hernandez stuff and been impressed. He died of an overdose. Michael Hayes doesn't think that he died of an overdose, but wouldn't say it. JBL kind of went on and badgered him about, like, so finally JBL just finally came out and said, so you think he was murdered? And Michael Hayes is like, you said it, not me. It was very awkward, and you could tell JBL was a little uncomfortable by it.
Yeah. So now
Michael Hayes just kept saying he OD'd, and JBL's like, well, who? And he's like, you have a list of people. And Michael Hayes is like, I'm not going to say. He's like, well, is it someone in the wrestling business? And he's like, he's not going to say. And then he's like, well, is it someone in the wrestling business or out of the wrestling business? And finally JBL kind of got him to say that he was hanging out with the wrong crowd.
And who is rumored to have been?
There's nothing on it. Rumor or what else, or speculation. I don't really know.
I think this is definitely a Meltzer question.
Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And then we got to the Mark Henry.
No Rosa Mendez?
What happened with Rosa Mendez?
Didn't he... I don't want to talk about it on pod. Wasn't there something between the two of them and he felt bad for her?
Oh, right. They had a relationship.
Yeah.
No, nothing on Rosa.
Okay.
Probably they all want to stay away from it. The Mark Henry one was... So, do you remember the Mark Henry incident?
No.
Okay, so he was a vice president, and he had very high-ranking spot in the company. He had a conversation with Mark Henry and said that himself, Michael Hayes, was more of an N-word than Mark Henry. So... What had happened was that he lost his vice presidency. He lost a lot of stakes. He was suspended. He was drunk during this. He had to go to rehab for this, for substance abuse. And what they did not know is that there was a big meeting with Stephanie, Johnny, lawyers, and Mark Henry had a choice if Michael Hayes should stay with the company or not. It was Mark Henry's call.
Really?
Yes, and Mark Henry decided not to let him go and knew that he was... Didn't mean it the way he did. It was still inappropriate, and he didn't need to be suspended and everything, but Mark said no.
Wow. Good on Henry. Bigger person. So,
I will give the way Michael Hayes defended himself, it wasn't like Hogan, where Hogan's like, that's just a word we use. He said that he used it the wrong way, but it wasn't... I think a lot of people perceived that he called Mark Henry the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
it still was bad context how to use it. I can't imagine, you know, we have African-American hosts on Fresh Take. If I would have said that to them, I would imagine getting smacked in the mouth.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, definitely not something that... Oh, wrong place, wrong time. Just don't need to use it.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Joel.
I get the era Michael P.S. Hayes comes from, but at the same time, still doesn't condone it.
It's kind of like my late grandfather, where, you know, he had a mentality that's different than us now, and everyone's like, well, it's where he grew up, it's how he grew up, he just grew up. It's like, yeah, it's how you grew up, but also, you're in this era now, and you know this era, so maybe try to evolve to such era.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
I mean, I try to make something to relate to. There's just nothing really to relate to it. I just think you know better now. You know what the themes are now. You're not in 1970 Hulk Hogan, Michael Hayes. You're in 2016, where those themes aren't allowed. Rebel flags aren't allowed. There should never have been an instance to use the N-word.
Yeah.
Ever. I can't see a time where that was acceptable for a white man to use that word. It's unacceptable.
I have to agree with you on all points.
Yeah, so it was. It's about a 40-minute or so interview. It's on the network. Tomorrow, we have the Mick Foley interview. I think Joel and I kind of both agreed. The reason we didn't wait for the Foley podcast, I don't particularly think there's anything that's going to stand out.
No, and watch, there's going to be some sort of big breaking thing from it.
And if it does, we'll talk about it on the NXT show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing at the end of the day, right? So, yeah, Michael Hayes' thing was interesting. About 40 minutes. If you're bored, maybe go check it out on the network. There's some interesting points. I think I gave you the bullet points.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something else that's 40 minutes on the network worth checking out. And it's Thank You, Daniel.
Yeah, probably the last time you're going to see Daniel Bryan unless you watch Total Divas.
Yeah, I think he put it best. And seeing that, does that not make you feel like he's done?
A little bit more.
Yeah, like just all the
with the news this week. We'll talk about that in a second, though.
Oh yeah, we never potted on the news. Crap.
No, we didn't. We'll talk about that after.
So I thought this was really good.
Was it ever?
I think you definitely saw that there were certain friends that were very emotional.
Seth.
Yeah, Seth, Cesaro, Cody. I think that it just makes Mark Henry that much more a favorite here. Just for what he did for Brian.
Yeah, Mark came out really good in this. So did Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah. You just... happy. It's bittersweet, but happy is the key word that comes from this. And positive. And he's just liked by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's happy to see him and was all coming up to him. The only thing I didn't like was that one little random Roman cut that was in there. Just, again, get Roman's face in there.
Yeah, that was a bit forced, it seemed.
Yeah, but you still had, like, Jericho, Styles. Everyone talked about this guy in such a positive way. And Brie Bella.
It's pretty crazy because Jericho had his first match, Brian's first match in the company, with Brian, and I don't think they ever wrestled each other again.
No.
And I thought at the time, like, oh, these guys are going to have a series, and it's going to be terrific. And they never really had a major match ever again.
I remember watching that match and just enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't want to make this too much, but you just see the what-ifs with Daniel Bryan, but you also see, like, how instrumental he is in the industry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can definitely see him wrestling again, but I can also see him be at peace with things. He just needs some time away.
I would agree.
It's really hard, especially with the year that he had, the last year, year and a half, 2 years he's had. He just needs some time away.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, all in all, this special did a really good job of just encapsulating that night, showing stuff I think when they did that final spot with the Thank You Daniel, it got me a little misty. I actually have been pretty good with this whole Daniel Bryan retirement thing, and that was the first time it actually hit me. This guy is never wrestling in the WWE ever again.
Yeah. It got me. It definitely got me. I think Seth was a big...
Seth, AJ Cesaro, when they said the thank you, everyone was his friends and it felt genuine. A guy like Cena, I don't know. I think it is because it's technically his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Guys like that, you're like, they're just kind of saying it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, and Cena's just so polished, right? You saw him at Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Cena's just so polished that I just can't, there's not, sincerity never really comes out of him.
Yeah.
But when you see it from his friends, it's just like, those are his guys. Those are the guys that he wrestled in small gymnasiums with Colt Cabana, and guys that didn't make it to the company. And those guys are the guys that he's ride or died with that really care about him.
Yeah. It's well worth watching.
Mm-hmm. So, the Bryan news, though.
Yeah. So, Bryan wants out of his contract. He wants freedom. He basically wants out. But WWE's not going to let him go because there's this little place in Japan that really wants to put the screws to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're in a current state of unknown. I don't think WWE lets him go.
Which is what I gave you off air. The idea is, we will cut you, but you have a 3-year non-compete from combat sports.
It's probably the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Because hopefully by that time, he had gotten everything out of his system.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
I will agree, watching that now, it's even thinking about it now when he went to the other doctor and he saw the spot of his brain where he could get the seizures.
Yeah.
It made me definitely think that he has seen the end.
Yeah. Just you was this the first time they've mentioned CTE on WWE programming? Because Brie mentioned it.
You may be right.
Because this is a good time to jump in front of this, and not only that, but use it as an example for what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely made Dr. Maroon look very good.
It did. I think that was the spot they wanted to shine their doctors, right? Even the backstage doctor.
Yeah.
That Punk that has the lawsuit with Punk, they made him look like $1 million too.
And they keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's on purpose, right?
Oh yeah.
So I think it's interesting. I think, yeah, if Bryan wants out of his contract, sure, that's fine. Just you have to give him a longer non-compete. You don't give him the 90 days. You give him up to 2 to 3 years non-compete combat sports. If you're serious about it, you won't flinch. You won't care. You want out.
Go join the Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have in the news?
Nothing that pops. The Bryan thing was the biggest thing. Obviously, the build-up for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. There's not, like, a big bunch of news that has me...
So UFC, then?
Yep, UFC's the next.
So, Conor Diaz rematch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Is this smart for Conor?
You're not going to talk him out of it, so...
I think he's going to lose again.
Yeah, I don't think... God.
He was winning the match. It's just where that weight is. I don't know. And you also have Aldo versus Edgar for the interim featherweight title now. And Conor will face the winner of that. I don't understand what you do interim featherweight when Conor is still the featherweight champion. Why don't you just have them? Yeah, I get that, but why don't you just have them as the number one contender and then fight for the title anyways, instead of having them cleared as an interim champion? It's so stupid.
It's Dana White's way of doing things.
I think it's just the other thing to add another thing to 200. It's like, oh, well, these guys are technically fighting for a belt.
Yeah. Just gonna sell.
Yeah, and then whatever happens is you can have champion versus champion with Conor, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. Got a yawn out there.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it. Like, I think it'll be fun. I I hope there's a different result, because then that makes it even more interesting, but mm-hmm. I fear we're going to get the same result.
I feel so, too. So two big matches for 200. We're waiting on a certain Chicago-made Chick Magnet. We'll see if anything happens with him. We'll talk more about 200 this week. We want to get the small nugget on there just because it's a big deal. Cyborg making a debut, I think, in a few weeks here. So that's a big deal. I'd love to elaborate more on this UFC stuff. We just wanted to sneak it in because it's all about WrestleMania this week.
Well, small thing, Ric Flair cuts himself for... He shows people how to blade. I had to put that in there.
Well, Jake and Austin did that in their podcast as well. They talked about it to each other.
I just don't think that would be something I'd want.
No, I like... I will say, even though this, Saxon showed that blood pack, I prefer the blood pack.
Yeah, it's just a lot healthier.
Yeah, I mean, remember Dusty's forehead?
Oh, God.
It was just...
quarters in there.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So, Nikki Bella has been told she will never wrestle full-time.
Oh, that's too bad. But she does have the neck brace off.
Yeah. Nikki was reportedly told that even a small bump at this point could seriously set back her recovery, meaning she will be unable to corner Brie as she wrestles what's expected to be her last match.
Oh.
Reports say a CAT scan this July will reveal how well she's doing.
So I think Nikki's probably done then, too.
The end of an era, Josh. So this will be like...
You can look, but you can't touch.
I think that's how we go out.
Mm-hmm.
You can look, but you can't touch. Because this is a podcast, and you can only hear us.
Mm-hmm. And the Bella's music finally makes the most sense.
At the end.
At first, they started off as... I will say, as you go into the Hall of Fame, and you looked at that Snoop Dogg showcase with the Bellas... It was like, they were so wasted when they were arm candy. So it was a lot of these women. And I think that's the thing I'm most forward to, is this is the first WrestleMania for the women. They're not divas anymore. They're women. And I wish there was a better woman going to the Hall of Fame. I wish it was a Molly Holly or a Mickie James or a Victoria, not a Jacqueline. Because what's the one thing you really think about with Jacqueline?
Nothing.
I remember her top coming off in a feud with Mark Mero.
I don't even remember that.
She did a few things. She was a good valet here and there, but Jackie is not the top of my list for women that deserve to go in the Hall of Fame, especially with a Molly Holly and a Victoria just sitting there.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
Even Jazz. I think there was like, who do we have from Texas? Maybe it would have been Mickie James if she wasn't doing independent or TNA stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me that Victoria should have been the next diva there. Like, she should have been the next diva. Should have been Victoria.
Yeah, I would agree.
Or Molly Holly, or I don't know. Like, what's the deal with Sable?
I don't think she wants anything to do with the spotlight.
You got to think that you got to put Sable in eventually. Maybe she wants to go in the same year as Brock. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Are you excited for anything in the Hall of Fame other than Sting? I guess the Freebird speech now is going to be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it.
Yeah. Under 2 hours.
So, under 2 hours. Make sure you follow us on all the, all the platforms. Make sure you follow us on all the Stick Boy platforms, We Talk Wrestling, Fresh Take platforms. And until next time, enjoy WrestleMania weekend, and cheers!
Welcome to WrestleMania.
Enjoy the weekend, people.